Squirrels. Welcome back to Squelch. I'm Matt at Arms.
And I'm Storm Rage.
And I'm just a guy.
And I'm gonna sneak in because normally we have the guests do it, but it's the thing that I say. So I'm gonna say we're here to remind everyone that Hearthstone is a game. And the games are supposed to be fun, and you're also not typically supposed to play them while you are actively recording a podcast. But you know, we try and buck the rules here at Squelch, and we have a good time doing so.
I'm just glad you took that over. I don't think I would have been capable of reading that so iconic sentence. I'm glad. I really am. I too much pressure. We're good.
Well, it's all right. Well, hey, guess what? Just a guy's here. We finally got him on the show. Once again, Dan does not show up because he has things going on with his life that are very... It's very lifey. If you really want to find out, it's on the Discord. But also, yeah, as is tradition now, Dan's not on the show. I just call up somebody randomly on Discord and say, hey, you want to be on Squelch? They're like, sure.
I was considering...
Well, actually, I think Just a Guy contacted me first.
I might have. I was considering changing my name to Just a Random Guy on Discord because that seems to get more attention.
Perfect. Name on Discord is currently Just a Bot, which I think is delightful.
Yeah, for the 8 people who actually follow anything that I do online, I suppose I am on a very brief leave. I was granted a little bit of an evening pass by my captors, who I still don't know where I am. Wherever this location is, I think they're trying to find me. But yeah, I'm in a super secret lab where they're conducting the genetic testing that I unfortunately mentioned I was willing to go through several years ago, but didn't expect Blizzard to actually take me up on. So in order to secure the future of the gaming industry, they are going through all of those medical procedures. So here I am, but I do have the evening off. So that was nice to at least get a break.
Yeah, at least I could give you a nice white clean room with no other features going on, you know, that they, you know, nice relaxing white empty space, you know,
padded walls.
Padded walls. Exactly. You can't hurt yourself. You know, 3 square meals a day of like, you know, Soylent.
Yeah. I'm still kind of surprised that, you know, as much concern as everybody for the most part in the community has shown about my absence, my kids haven't noticed yet. So it's been several days,
and
they apparently, I don't know, it was a weekend. They were busy, I guess. We'll see. Yeah,
they're too busy. They're too busy securing the future of the great game that is Hearthstone. That's the real story, honestly.
I think if there's a part of their brain that just goes, all right, but if our dad just like doesn't come back, then we don't have to deal with him on Twitter anymore. Because I have heard you talk. I've been in the room while you like talk to your kids as we're playing like Jackbox or something, and all I hear are just sarcastic comments from your kids about how old or how dumb it is that people want to just like hang out with you all the time. But it's true.
It is.
So maybe this is a plan of theirs this entire time.
It is. I have to only assume that whatever persona I've projected onto my social media accounts and my videos somehow is way more entertaining than actually being in person with me. Yes, everybody they work with, first, I kid you not, the first question is, where's your dad? Where's Just a Guy? Is he here? Did he really? I mean, the game director, when they first met him in person after moving out here a couple of months ago, literally looked at my kids and said, did your dad really move out here with you, or was that just a bit? And they're like, no, he's here. I'm like, I'm so glad people obviously have developed some sort of affinity for me. I'm not sure how, but, you know, here I am. I'll accept it. It's okay.
Yeah. We were fans of yours from the very start. From the very moment you posted your resume on Twitter with the picture of Captain Kangaroo that, you know, creating the expansion for cards. That was... we here at Squelch, especially like and Thrallum was crying for days. He was laughing so hard.
You know what? Someone's going to have to point me at the episode because I, honest to God, going back that far, I didn't know what podcasts were. Going back a couple weeks, I didn't know what podcasts were. But going back that far, no. So yeah, at some point, I'd love to sort of hear exactly what the reaction was because sometimes I forget stuff I've done that far back in the past. But
I might have to dig through the archives and find it. I might have been on the show at that point. I don't remember.
Can we do a real quick introduction of Just a Guy in case people are unfamiliar
yes.
with this?
Somebody might be. You're right.
Figure.
Yeah, for the three people listeners,
my dozens of followers
heard,
who aren't here tonight.
Yeah, the three listeners who people who do not who listen to the show but yet do not know who Just a Guy is. Just a Guy, tell us who you are.
I'm the stereotypical old gamer guy. I'm in a demographic that I don't think is particularly widely represented in most of your listening audience. I actually have the single. Well, okay, maybe you do. I don't know. If they're out there and they're listening, I could be wrong. What do I know? My claim to fame, as I've touted for far too long now, is that I am the world's foremost game designer creator. I have not one but two children who are game designers on Team 5 helping to bring Hearthstone and all of its enjoyment to the world. So I am singular in that. Did I do anything in order to achieve this level of fame / notoriety? I don't know. I suppose that's debatable and figures who you ask, but I do not believe, other than my wife, and she's not very active on social media, that anybody else can make that claim. So here I am. But I do have my own sort of contributions I like to try and throw into the pool as it is.
Fantastic. Yeah, Just a Guy has some delightful social media. For the first, like, five times you scroll past his things, you think, well, this dude's an idiot. And then you think a little bit more, and you're like, okay, well, he's just like, why is he so angry all the time? What's happening? And then right around the sixth time, you start to get it, and you're like, oh, he's making jokes. I'm here now. I'm here for
okay,
it.
I don't know that I've ever heard anyone describe it quite that way. As you scroll past his stuff like the first five times and you think, this guy's an idiot. Okay, five times? It takes that long to I mean, and we've talked in the past that, you know, I have confused people at times. I posted the kids' fake work schedules and actually had someone that I had leaked something. Back when
Jessica, you can't say that word. We're a family friendly podcast.
Yeah, when Sage got hired onto the team, which is now over 2 years ago, I posted a bit about how I would shill my influence to get cards named after people if you DM me and send me some money. And somebody working for Blizzard actually thought I was serious and called me a piece of. On Twitter.
Just a guy. We're a family-friendly podcast. Stop swearing.
I'm sorry for not laying down the ground rules, but like,
you can edit that out. I usually don't go blue. I'm usually actively avoiding blue. I didn't think POS was
I brought you on Blizzlet, and you didn't swear once. What is happening?
I don't like that. I actually, it crossed my mind maybe, but it seemed like it was innocuous. Enough. I didn't think. I apologize, please.
No, like, basically, Squelch is like, you know, if you want to listen, can listen to it with a 9-year-old in the car.
I we can back up.
You know, if you're fine.
So I posted.
It'll be fine.
Yeah, so I posted about, you know, with Sage having joined the team that, you know, obviously I was so influential now that you could send me a couple of shekels and I'd be able to get a, you know, I'd get a buffer, a class you liked, or I'd get a card named after one of your kids. And I did have somebody who obviously somehow scrolled over it five times and thought I was an idiot. So apparently there are people
but
who...
But they didn't get to that sixth one. I think that's important. Is when you get to that sixth, then you're like, oh, okay.
Yeah. Actually, God is my witness. After the video I put out from this secure lab facility where they're conducting all the genetic testing, somebody commented on the Facebook, on the YouTube video to say, hey, Just a Guy is very funny And you might not realize, but please don't actually call Blizzard customer support and complain to try and get him released, because then they're going to get mad and make him take the video down. I kid you not. And I'm like, I read it and I thought to myself, oh, no, maybe? No. But yes, I could see the possibility.
There's people who don't understand that kayfabe actually exists in wrestling.
For the longest time, I had no idea how to pronounce that. Saw it in writing for decades and couldn't tell you if it was kayfabe or who knew. But it was nice to find that out.
So
that's just a guy. Hello, welcome.
Hey, here I am. Yeah. I appreciate your guys finally having me on. I can stop complaining about how I've been shunned from Squelch for all these many...
You haven't been shunned. We just...
We'll be back after a quick break.
Ever thought modern video games should be more interesting? At The Gaming Blender, we take randomized genres, mechanics, and make a new game every episode.
I've added permadeath.
We have a survival game of a hardcore simulation, which could be House Flipper, and with the permadeath of XCOM. Then that all has to be an action adventure.
Yes.
Ooh, dear.
Yes.
And sometimes it doesn't quite work.
And you have a construction off over the course of the narrative.
A construction off? The way we can do this is that we ditch your idea entirely.
Entirely.
Check out The Gaming Blender on all your favorite podcast platforms now.
We're just bad at asking people to come.
It's all right. I mean,
Squelch doesn't really do guests.
When Coin Concede rings my phone, I'll know I'll finally have achieved the level of prominence I'm shooting for.
Yeah. That's a goal many of us strive for.
Exactly. Hey, I did it last year. I was happy. What was it this year?
Bucket list.
I don't remember. Anyway.
Joe Rogan and Coin Concede.
No, not the first.
No, nobody needs to go on Joe Rogan ever. Especially Joe Rogan. All right. So this is part of the show where we thank our patrons, and I don't have a song, I don't have a dance, I don't have a little rhyme. I just want to say, hey, thanks for being a patron, because we didn't do a show last week, and we just kind of dropped the Yu-Gi-Oh! Show in the feed, which, that was a fun show. We're going to do more Yu-Gi-Oh! Shows in the future. I don't know who all is going to be there, but count me in, because that was a lot of fun.
Yu-Gi-Oh! Is the greatest show of all time, and I don't think it's crazy saying that. It's amazing. And
if you
want to
go back to
it,
Speed Racer.
That's fair. I think that one thing that's important is that I think that just listening to it without watching the show is fine, but it's so much better if you can actually watch what we're talking about. So I encourage you, if you have the ability to actually watch it with the audio track, it unlocks some amazing dimensions about how great this show is.
I mean... When Joey meets May, that was just it. That was it. That was the moment. That was perfect.
It was amazing. It was absolutely iconic.
All right. So I got food talk. It was based
with old men.
With some old men.
Now that
we've raised the mean age of the podcast above 40,
several decades. Your average has increased. Well, it sure has.
Well, then again, we probably are the oldest Hearthstone podcast in terms of age on the internet. Anyway, food talk. I was at Kroger's. I have a Kroger near me that I go to.
Mr. Kroger man.
Yeah. Anyway, I went through the cereal aisle because I was looking for my bran flakes because I'm old and that's what I eat. Actually, grape nuts is what I get. What I do if I do cereal.
Rocks. Gravel.
Rocks.
Gravel.
Rocks
nuts.
With. Yeah. Gravel nuts, yeah. Anyway, I saw something, and it just... I stood there and stared at it. It's Cinnamon Toast Crunch and Fuego. Spicy Cinnamon Toast Crunch. Why are we doing this to food?
Okay. Hear me out. It actually sounds incredible.
Does it?
I'm... Because I like... Like, I've got, right here, I've got some chocolate cinnamon bears. And I love cinnamon and spice, and it just sounds like just a cinnamon bear. Sounds like a delicious time. Absolutely.
Well, occasionally I do like to partake in things and eat Flaming Hot Cheetos and Flaming Hot fries, like, whatever, every once in a while. I regret it in the next morning. I'm a connoisseur of spicy food. I have sriracha in my fridge that I've been devouring lately because it's delicious. But the idea of Cinnamon Toast Crunch is fine. I can't eat it anymore because then I would just die, or my feet would swell up to the point where I would die. But also the fact that spicy and cold milk just does not seem to work for me. Just if I want something spicy in a bowl, I'd order a bowl of chili. And I'm not going to eat chili for breakfast.
Up an interesting point. Why don't you want to eat chili for breakfast? That sounds delish.
Cornbread, if you had it with. Cornbread is like a muffin. That's a breakfast item. If you've got the cornbread out anyway, I guess the chili could go along with it. Enjoy the spicy while you're young. Because honest to God, when you get older, things are going to happen to you eating food that you used to eat for decades that makes no sense whatsoever, and you're going to have to stop eating the food. It's just either that or you're going to have to stop sleeping in the same bed as your wife. So, I mean, there's things you're going to have to adjust to as you get older. I've actually read that apparently by the time you hit 50, almost everybody's lactose intolerant. So you're just going to have to...
I'm already...
Yeah, there. You're going to have to... You're going to have to strip out things as you go. It's tofu, unseasoned, unflavored tofu is pretty safe, you know. Water, tepid water, not too hot, not too cold. That's about it. Mm. So you get to be a certain age, you're just going to have to get used to it.
Yeah, I just the idea of like spicy breakfast soup just does not appeal to me at all. Like I like spicy things in the morning. I like Tabasco sauce on my eggs, or like, you know, Frank's red hot sauce on my eggs every once in a while. But like a bowl of Flaming Hot Cinnamon Toast Crunch just does not appeal to me at all.
Here's, I think, the secret to this. You don't actually do this, A, for breakfast ever. That's a mistake. Or B, with milk. I think you just eat it dry. I think that sounds like a delicious little dry snack. But I love eating dry cereal. Is that a hot take? That might be a hot take. I love dry cereal.
Well, dry cereal is good. I like dry cereal a bunch. But all right. That's enough of wasting our time with food talk. So let's have some tea with Finley, which is where we talk about our Hearthstone. Since I don't know why I'm describing what our segments are.
No, I love it. Let's meet for tea after the match, shall we?
Perfect. Stormrage, what'd you do this week?
I am stuck. I'm so very stuck in Hearthstone. I hit up to Diamond 2 and I was like, great, gonna make a legend push, and I can't get out of Diamond 2. Now, it's not one of those times where it's like, all right, I go up to Diamond 2, and then I drop back to 5, and then I go up to 2, and then I go back to 5. I'm just stuck in 2. I haven't left rank 2. I've had an exact 50% win rate for, like, 3 days straight. It's insane. I have played a massive amount of decks, and all of them I've greatly enjoyed. This is probably one of my favorite metas that I've seen in quite some time, and I love a lot of the decks. I think there are some tweaks that need to be happened, but I think overall it's really fun. I played Undead Priest. That is a lot of fun. That's a very fun aggro-style deck. I've played some Frost DK. That deck is very strong. Frostrum's Fury is insane. I have lost to that card more than any other card in recent memory. I've played Unholy DK, which I think is delightful. I've played Undead Discard Warlock, which is just... that's a ton of fun, and that is a deck that requires more brain power than I have most of the time. And I stole that from Andrew Is Living on Twitter, and it's been an absolute blast. I have greatly enjoyed it. No deck has given me more than 2 wins and then immediately lost 2 in a row. The statistical anomaly that I would stay at rank 2 for this long is wild to me. After playing the number of games that I've played, to have always win-loss within 3 is wild. Well, I'm sure that means that I'm exactly where I should be rank-wise, but I don't want to hear that because I know I can hit Legend. I've been there. I will get there again, but it is a very interesting experience to just be stuck. Outside of that, I've been playing Marvel Snap. I've got a Mr. Negative deck that I love a lot. If anybody has any other Mr. Negative decks, please let me know. I think that's probably my favorite deck in the game right now.
Is it a negative Surfer deck, or is it like a negative... what is it?
It's just deck? Like a negative Wong deck. So it's negative Wong and some Battle Cries.
I can give
and
you
got like Iron Man and Mystique.
I can give you the advice for your stagnation at Diamond 2 that my kids give me whenever I sort of lament my frustration the same way. Get good. That's what they pass along. They do. That's the advice. I actually have reached out to people who are so plugged in that they know the game, they know the meta, they can tell me far more than I understand myself, and that's the advice I've always gotten. So I'm gonna share that with everyone. that's all I've got. Not try this deck. Not try this strategy. Just get good and shut up. So
you know that's something that I will definitely try at some point. But
you could just blame the algorithm.
Yeah, I've got too much brain cells for that. Somewhere in the middle there is where I'm at. I have also been playing a little bit of World of Warcraft, and that's delightful. I've been playing with some friends that have never played before, and one thing that really frustrates me about modern WoW is the difficulty for dungeons for new players. And so they throw new players into the Battle for Azeroth experience, which I think is fine, because the campaign itself is pretty easy. Like, the quests are not inherently more difficult. But they also throw you into Battle for Azeroth dungeons that have a lot of mechanics that are pretty tough if you've never played these type of games before. So instead, I literally, like, walked over to old classic dungeons like Dead Mines or Stockades, and we've been running those, and that's been a ton of fun. So it's good to play some old-school WoW, and I've also started the actual Dragonlance expansion. I've had Dragonlance since it came out in November. I've not played any of the actual campaign. I've just been playing alts and things with my friends, so I probably could have and should have waited, and it's fine, but I've enjoyed it a lot, and it's a good time. This is also the busiest time of the year for me, so I have not had as much time to play games as I would like, but it's been really fun, and I've enjoyed all the time that I have gotten to play with it.
Dragonlance, that's a different game.
Dragonflight.
There we go.
Got it eventually. They're dragons. It's whatever.
Dragonlance, I think, was an AD&D expansion at some point.
I think it was. Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Yeah. Or I think there's a couple video games named that. But anyway.
Matt, what have you been playing?
Chad Warlock.
I went to high school with Chad Warlock.
Yeah. Thaddeus Warlock is... Undead Warlock is... It's exactly my jam. I'm playing a version that does not have Vandar in it. I'm playing with Explosive Sheep. And bringing those back and killing aggro boards, it's a blast. That deck is fun. That deck is super fun. It's like, if they made a deck in Hearthstone for me, this is what it would look like. And that's what it is. You know, I'm at Diamond 5. I'm kind of like living there. I'm playing like enough games. I like playing like 2-3 times a week right now. Life's getting in the way. So I'm just kind of clearing my quads, doing my weeklies. There are parts of the meta I really, really like, and there's parts I don't. And I guess there's supposed to be nerfs coming. I don't know. I'm not plugged into Hearthstone things as much as I should be, because I do a Hearthstone podcast. But you know, I've just been enjoying when I decide to fire up Hearthstone. I'm enjoying it. A lot of times I'm not. I'm playing a lot of Marvel. I'm playing a little bit more Marvel Snap. I took like 3-4 days off of Marvel Snap, and then I got back into it and. Been playing some Valkyrie decks and playing some Shuri decks and enjoying myself. And you know, it's a really good feeling when your opponent double Shuri's a Red Skull. So it's a 60 attack. It's a 60 power Red Skull.
Wong into Shuri into Red Skull.
Yeah, Shuri into Red Skull, or Shuri
Wong into like, Shuri into Red.
Or Wong, or like on Kamar Taj or Sinister, the one that doubles up Shuri. When that happens, and then on turn 6, I make it 3 power with Valkyrie, that just gives me life in a way that makes me so happy. You know, like, oh, that nice 60, it's 60 power Red Skull, what if it was 3? It's pretty good. Other than that, I'm playing a bunch of stuff on Game Pass. It's basically just doing a pass around the buffet that is Game Pass. I'm just downloading things that look interesting, playing cloud gaming that for like 10, 15, 20 minutes of stuff that like, oh, this looks fun, I'll play that. And then I get annoyed with it and I just stop playing it and delete it. I'm just super casual with gaming right now, like, because I got a lot going on at work and personal stuff going on right now. So I'm just kind of taking it easy and enjoying Hearthstone when I get in, playing Snap when I'm in bed, and, you know, having fun doing things. How about you, Jessica? What have you been playing this week in Hearthstone and or other games?
Hearthstone, I'm slowly trying to commit some time here and there to it. I had a lot of fun right out of the gate playing Casino Mage or Random Mage that I threw together, because that, when I looked at the mini set and wanted to put something together that was purely for fun, I threw a deck together that even sort of went a step beyond the typical net deck that you can grab out there. And I think every card in it generated some discover mechanic. It wasn't as competitive as some of the others, but boy, was it fun just to throw cards out there and get something to decide and pick from every turn you played something. But now I'm playing a little bit more focused on trying to do some things with Evolve Shaman and some of the different Death Knight variants. And I was even mentioning I was having some fun with some big Spell Mage that actually was more competitive right now than I expected it to be. So it's been fun. You know, I think when Marvel Snap came out, I mentioned that I did not see it as a direct competitor for Hearthstone. It is an entirely different experience. The depth of the game is not the same. I think the problem is it's a competitor for time, and it really spoils you for that sort of jump in, jump out. I've got stuff to do. I'm busy. I only have a few minutes. That it is kind of weird that you go through being able to literally get a game of Marvel Snap finished in 2 or 3 minutes, and then, you know, you get dragged into a long 20 or 30 minute Hearthstone match, and you're wondering what the heck's going on, because it just seems so dramatically different by comparison. But they're both fun, and it is a different experience, so it's nice to be able to mix it up. Other than that, I tend to collect games more than I play other games. You'll see something cool that comes out, and you'll buy it, and then it just sort of adds to your collection, and you rarely get back to actually being able to play it. That's why, financially, the Epic Games that has a free game or two every Thursday is great, because it's sort of, oh, look, that looks super cool, and I take a look at the videos and the game description, and I add it to my collection, and I might install it and play for a few minutes, and then it sits there with 1,000 others that just sort of get forgotten over time. But that's you know, sometimes you don't get a chance to put as much effort and time into them as you'd like to. But it's been, and I was kidnapped. I'm being genetic testing, and there's only so much time. I mean, I've got this one little laptop in front of me. I don't have a nice big screen. I'm sitting on a hard plastic chair instead of a nice comfy gaming chair. So how much time do you actually think you're going to spend, you know, doing long form gaming when you're stuck in these kind of, you know, deplorable conditions?
That's true. All right. Y'all hungry? I'm hungry.
Taste my grilled cheese.
All right. So this is the Naga sandwich. If you're not aware of the Naga sandwich, we basically take three things going on in the community and Hearthstone and other stuff. One good, one not so good, which is the middle, the meat, and then the good, best good. So I got the first good. First good is taking breaks. Taking breaks of games you've been playing for 10 years, it's good. It's a good thing, especially in games that you've been playing a bunch lately, a little too much lately, like Snap and Hearthstone. Yeah, taking breaks, enjoying things outside of gaming, like going for walks. Walks are good, especially, walks aren't really good right now because it's freezing rain, but...
It's so cold!
It's really cold. My X like did not have power for like 2 days because we had an ice storm and it knocked down some poles, and she got a hotel. She did not choose to stay with me. That's fine. Whatever. I have a bed back here that she could have used anyway. But yeah, just taking breaks of gaming and just I took Monday and Tuesday off last week because it was my son's birthday, and it was a good idea. It was a good idea just to not go to work for 2 days when I could have worked for 10 hours those 2 days. But yeah, taking breaks, do breaks. Breaks are good. What's the not so good? Who has a not so good? It's in blue. That's usually Dan, but he's not here.
I'll give you a not so good if you don't have one. Daniel, I'll give you one.
Well, I do.
Go ahead.
It's written in the show notes.
Oh, my
God.
See, if I had a second monitor, I'd be happy to. Oh, my gosh, you're right. Holy cow.
Uh-huh, uh-huh. So this not so good was taken in kind of a response to a Twitter thread that you created, Matt, which is it's kind of a bummer when we get to the end of the year and there are cards that just never got support outside of the set that they were in. Like Fel Warlock, what a fun idea. I would have loved to have seen Fellfire in the Hole get actual play. And it just didn't. It didn't get a single Fel spell outside of the set that it was released in. And that's a bummer. That's a big bummer. And as we know, like, essentially all cards that have been revealed up until we get a rotation, to not have any of them get supported sometimes sucks. And I understand from a design perspective that it's likely that they went into a different direction. They realized it was too powerful or too weak or something along those lines. But it sucks to go back and be like, oh, wow, this class's cards were just unplayable. And that's feels bad.
Yeah. I mean, it like Fellwalker, for example, is a completely me thing. Like, I love that particular card for no good reason. It's a 3/7 taunt for 6 mana. It's bad. It's a bad card. Like, it's a 3/7 taunt demon with that cast a fell spell from your hand. And, like, my complaint was the fact that, like, it wasn't really a complaint. It's like I said in the thread, it's 100% me thing. Like, there's this card that I fell in love with that is never going to get support unless it goes back into core somehow. I don't think it's going to happen. It's fine. It's a me thing. But, like, yeah, things happen. Things change late in development. Sometimes, like, the team is working on thousands of cards. They can forget about one or two. It's fine. It's not a big deal.
Blame Final Design.
It's still... Yeah.
I will.
Blame Final
Design. I'll write him a letter, a sternly worded letter, and I'll hand it to you so you can give it to them.
Go right out. I'm pretty sure that the difference between initial conception, the initial design, the ideas for individual cards, as well as the overall set themes and the cohesiveness of Fel and other mechanics, I think it gets disjointed and dropped. I think there are some unique ideas that people have that sort of blow up other ideas. I actually pitched years ago that they hire me as a middle designer, somebody who could actually facilitate working between initial and final and actually do a better job trying to keep the overall cohesiveness together. But again, they haven't gotten back to me on that. Maybe after the genetic testing's done, I might hear from it, but God knows. I've been told reprogramming starts tomorrow, but I'm not sure what that means.
Well, it's also the senior designer, you know, that you were initially applying for.
That's a fact.
Like designing that, you know, that you were applying for the design the game for and with seniors in mind.
That's a fact. To help them when they accidentally buy the golden mini set for 10,000 gold after already buying the regular mini set for 2,000 and doing something to address that type of issue that isn't being done. I can testify to that.
All right. So the best goods in green, I'm assuming that's still you, Stormbridge.
Well, it is. I forgot whose was which color, so I just wrote some things. But I'd be happy if just a guy wanted to tell us his best good. I do have a couple of possibilities.
Best good right now, honestly, would be where I'm living and the weather. If you want something Hearthstone related, try playing Hearthstone in February. Sitting out on a little chair overlooking a quiet street when it's 73 degrees and realize that, boy, this is a really interesting experience I can't say I've ever had before. I feel all your pain. I put in 57 years nearly of shoveling and ice storms and everything else, so I've done my time. But being able to go to the beach when it was 83 degrees on Christmas Day and just sort of stand there wondering where I am and what the heck took me so long to get here. Yeah, that would be a best good.
That is honestly a best good. Like, as much as I complain about, actually, I don't complain about much of the weather. I enjoy the weather here as much as it sucks a lot. But yeah, 73 degrees in February sounds really nice. Like,
Yeah,
I lived in Texas for 5 years, and that was not a good idea. But if it stays like between 70 and 85,
that statement could have nothing to do with the weather and still be 100% accurate.
No, it was about 75% the weather, 25% the everything else you're thinking of. All right, we got some salt, and actually, it looks like just a guy you wrote. Oh, we do it in the riddle first. We got the riddle. Forgot the
riddle. Now, here's the thing. I'm going to go over last week's riddle, but I wrote a riddle specifically for Dano in mind. So we're going to hold off on a new riddle because I need to give Dano the riddle that he knows the answer to, but has obviously forgotten about because now it's been weeks. So it'll be fine.
Yeah.
It'll be fine.
This is like how long it takes. It's like how long it takes Dano to actually complete his funny stories. You start and then you come back to about 6 months later and he wraps it up.
That is not a joke. That did happen when he came on Blizzlet, told a funny story, and it was not particularly humorous because he forgot to get to the punchline after like a 10-minute story, and then later on he was like, "Oh, by the way, this is why it's funny." I was like, "That's
wait, later on,
legitimately
later on." That was like 6 months later. It wasn't like that was like it was like Andy Kaufman doing a bit. That was genius. It was absolutely perfect.
And on a different podcast, which was even better.
Yeah, it's God bless Dano. I love him so much. All right, are you guys ready for the answer to the last riddle?
Sure.
Okay. I am one of Arthas's most prized possessions of a sort. Speaking of, she was in fact a consort of sorts. Then Arthur said, "Hey, let's all chill out and hang out." And then she came back as a queen, like none before. Any final guesses before I reveal the solution?
It's a dragon, isn't it?
It is! It's Frost Queen Sindragosa!
That's what I thought it was.
I went to high school with her, too.
I didn't cheat.
Oh, interesting. You went to high school with a lot of people.
It was a small high school, but some interesting people, yes.
Oh, I see. Alrighty. Well, let's go ahead and move on to the salt mines.
All right. So we got salt. Looks like just a guy added his own personal salt to the salt mines, which is, hey.
You ranted about one of these things a lot. The other one I think is just sad. But one of them is unbelievably funny to me. I am so excited for you to talk about both.
Well, I'm assuming the one you thought was unbelievably funny was my wife getting Corona? I don't know which one you thought
incorrect.
Was
incorrect. Oh, okay. Incorrect, friend.
I wasn't positive. My wife, that was it. Yeah, so the real actual bad was my wife coming down with Rona. First one in the family to get it. We've managed to make our way this far into everything with none of us coming down with it. And somehow with her really getting it and having it pretty bad, especially for the first 2 or 3 days, nobody else here caught it, which was freaking amazing. So I have no idea how. Actually, while they're doing the genetic testing to secure the future of the gaming industry, they might be able to see if I've got some inherent invulnerability to that as well. But I don't know yet. But yeah, the funny...
That would be incredible.
There you go. The funny part of that was that literally my kids, as she would very rarely and responsibly come out of her room wearing a mask and just to, you know, try and get some food or whatever when I wasn't bringing her or something, my kids would literally flee from her and refer to her as the Corona demon. So yeah, she didn't take too well to that, but yeah, all of a sudden at one point Sage was talking to me downstairs and my wife came up quietly behind him and I went, "Sage," and he turned and just panicked, ran away. It was kind of funny, but she's doing well now, so we can laugh at it. So
that's good.
But
I'm glad everyone's back to normal-ish health.
Yes, thankfully not.
In the Giorgio household.
Thankfully. But the funny part, and this was serious as a heart attack, and bad analogy, that was 100% true, this was not a bit, that I had bought the mini set, because I've said many times that 2,000 gold for the mini set is a no-brainer. It's an insta-buy. Mm-hmm. There's not even a time to think about it. And I hoard my gold like a aged 1,000-year-old dragon. And I bought it and I was looking at, I wanted to look at something with the golden set. I wanted to take a look just to see what the differences in the cards were with the golden mini set, because one of the kids pointed out to me that for the first time you could actually buy the golden mini set with gold. And I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Let me take a look at the set. I don't want it. And the gold cards really didn't mean much to me, but I went to click on the image and instead, apparently with my arthritic poor reflexes and my terrible vision, I clicked on the golden set, the 10,000 instead of the image. And I instantly bought it. And I own both. And I was really surprised, and not in a positive, great way. And I think I yelled and my kids came running and I went, no, I didn't mean to. And I dropped 10,000 gold and I wasn't sure what to do about it. And my kids apparently were unwilling to help me. And we all know that they could have walked over to their computers, logged in, hit a couple of keystrokes, and put all the gold that they wanted to into my account, but they refused to. And instead, I believe what my daughter told me was, I'm not customer service. And I went, oh, I'm sorry. I didn't realize I should have, my goal should have been to be the world's foremost customer service creator. I thought game designer creator would actually get me somewhere in life more than that. And so they told me to put in a support ticket, which I did. I put in a support ticket. Blizzard, one of their game masters, got back to me very quickly, politely, responded the next morning, and informed me that they are unable to reverse any purchases made with in-game currency. Where apparently, if I'd paid cash for it, I could have gotten that back.
Well,
but not with gold. I'm sure there's some explanation for that. I don't want to impugn anyone's integrity. I'm sure that the customer service person was very, very straightforward and told me the truth. Why they can't undo a transaction with in-game currency, I don't know. Seems easier than putting money back on a credit card. But here I am. I'm okay. I will take responsibility for it. But this is 100% one of the things that the senior game design position would be addressing right now. Longer timer, longer rope, bigger fonts, fewer words, and refunds on purchases that were made mostly by accident.
I've always wondered how long it would take until I found or met somebody that bought the golden set by accident, because it's right there. It's right in your face. It's the first thing you see. And people were like, oh, no, it's not going to happen, it's not going to happen. Well, it did.
It did.
It absolutely did.
There was no, because it was purchased with gold, there was no confirmation to it. There was no, are you sure? There was no, we're going to run this credit card, like if it was made with some sort of actual real purchase. It just went,
yep.
Ka-ching, it's yours. Here's your beautiful brand new golden mini set to go with your regular mini set. And then I figured, well, now that I've got it, I'm stuck with it. I should be able to resell the golden mini set on a secondary market at a slightly discounted price to at least get part of my gold back. But apparently I find that you can't do that either.
Yeah, no. No, I can't
thankfully.
Do that.
Honestly, thankfully, because, you know, the only time I actually played Artifact was when I could buy the entire set for under $20. Which was... It still is a bad game. Anyway. So we got... Man, at least you got a Diamond Thaddeus. That's kind of cool.
I haven't even looked at the cards. I haven't gone back and rotated the golden cards into my actual decks because I'm still too sensitive to go back and look at it. Because now I'm down to like 19,000 gold. I think I looked just a little while ago. I only have 19,000. I had almost 30. And I still contend that at some point civilization is going to crumble and the economy as you know it will not exist. And at that point, the only thing that will be of value will be Hearthstone gold and Overwatch loot crates and tokens. That's it.
Yeah, there's no loot crates or tokens in Overwatch anymore.
I haven't been playing Overwatch.
That's an 0 for 2 on that one.
So what you're telling me is everything that I hoarded and did not use to purchase any of the awesome cosmetics in Overwatch are just gone? Just gone.
I mean, they'll open them for you. They'll open all your loot boxes.
What about his credits?
So some of the tokens transfer into what are called legacy coins, so you can buy old stuff with
that
them.
That sounds like something they came up with just to pacify people. Here, like, we're going to give you legacy coins.
100%.
Runestones. Ooh, I bet if I'd purchased it now, I wouldn't have gotten runestones back either.
Or mercenary tokens.
No, stop. Now you're being mean.
Now I'm being mean. Now yeah. Being mean. Rip mercenaries. That was a good year, or was it? I don't know. So
or
we got.
Was it?
Or was it? I played a lot of. I played a lot of mercs at the start. I liked it for a couple days. All right, we got some more salt. I'll read the first one. Out of options, out of monies, I cannot afford the meta. And when I hit play, I only get matched with people I have no hope of beating. Blizzard, if you're reading this, please add a mode where free-to-play players can play against other free-to-play players with similar account standings. I don't see how this could do anything but help this extremely rigid game. Rigid is a word I did not expect to pop in there, first of all.
Yeah, you know that if you just play against free-to-play players, it's just going to encourage people to make new accounts and just beat you more, right? Like, you're in the spot that you're in, not because you don't have good cards, but because you're probably not good enough to go up ahead.
I checked with the higher authorities that live in my house after I read this earlier, just to verify what I had assumed was the case. So if you're a new player and you're jumping in and you're trying to play standard and climb a little bit on ladder, you're not only matched up against people who are at that similar point in their climb, but there is an MMR that is working behind the scenes to try to match you up against someone of similar experience. So it isn't that they don't care, they actually do. Now, if you're a brand new player and you haven't had any real log of time playing, you're basically working to get that established, but they're putting you against people who are also pretty much brand new players. So they do that already. And I'm not one to just sort of blindly defend what they do, because we all know that my kids have targeted me directly with negative RNG, and it's happened for years. So it can happen. I don't think it does for the average person. I think it depends if they have a vendetta or not. But no, so I am assured that that is not the case.
Stormrage, I think this one's made for you.
Losing streak fixed. This is by Fabio, who, they only have 28 posts, but I feel like we have seen them before.
I think we have.
So they might have made a new account with different spelling. I felt like I was being... I'm so sorry. I need to put on my airs, if you will. I felt like I was being targeted for weeks from a controversial post. I like to say things people think about, but are afraid to say. For almost 2 weeks. Been on a massive losing streak, no matter what game mode I played. Mostly in Battlegrounds, the most server RNG-based mode. I gotten tired of losing, and suspected my IP is being attacked for my controversial post. So I fired up my handy-dandy VPN, losing streak over. Here's the funny of it. I turned off my VPN, and losing streak reinitiated. Suck on my VPN, Blizzard!
I would like to point out that I haven't been using the Fabio account as my alt for very long. So that's why there's only the 21 posts. It's 100% real. I told you, I'm going to be honest. I told you the truth about the last one, and I'll tell you about the truth here. They absolutely target players. If I post things that offend someone, I will immediately go on. I will immediately have somehow the accidental 10,000 gold removed from my account at the potentially mistimed purchase. It happens. I guarantee it. Yeah. The VPN is absolutely a way to try and mask
no nuts
who you are.
It's not like they can also just track you because, you know, your account is linked. Like, why would a VPN stop them from knowing your account?
Oh, wow. He's logging in from Spain today. That means we should give him better RNG as opposed to...
You don't think the algorithms are deployed? Kentucky. Deploy. Somebody back there is going, deploy the algorithms. You don't think this is a rabbit hole worth looking at? Okay, never mind.
No.
Okay, I was just asking. Just asking. Oh. Deploy the algorithms.
Oh, God. All right, we got one more, and this one's my favorite. This one's absolutely my favorite.
I'll read it if you want. Go ahead, Matt.
Go for it.
Oh, good Lord, so tiny on the screen. So anytime I'm starting to meet any player playing the most...
Hey, just a guy? No. Be older.
Be older?
The words are so tiny. How do you read them?
So anytime I'm starting to meet any player playing the most broken deck in existence... Overall, my conclusion of dealing with such a joke is to just leave. If I wanted to play on the hard mode, I'd play the horrendous storyline that contains Death Knight and the overpowering self. It already takes way too long to win against him. Who in their right mind just wanted the easy button? Oh yeah, I remember what part of society Blizzard Entertainment likes to uphold. The part of society. Wait a second. I remember what part of society Blizzard Entertainment likes to uphold. Okay. Someone's going to have to explain that to me because I didn't get the implication that they must have been shooting for.
Here's the thing. First, we need to finish because there is a response to this. Matt, do you want to take the response?
I got the response. This is the forum to report bugs. This isn't a bug. It's just you complaining.
I am fascinated. And this person was just like, I need to have somebody know that I think this is dumb. Bug report forum. What? No, get out of here. Yeah. I assume that the implication here is somehow that, like, the part of society Blizzard wants to uphold is people who pay too much. Because that's what it always is. Like, if you pay enough, you're going to get free wins. But it is a stretch, even for algorithm truthers, to link Death Knight simply existing to the concept that you pay more money to things? I don't understand it.
I didn't figure that out that quickly. Yeah. Plus, I'd also like to clarify that if you're going to submit that type of bug report, which is predominantly a complaint, I thought Deck Tech was where those were supposed to go directly.
I thought so too.
Okay. Honestly. I believe that's always been the case.
At Deck Tech.
Always been the case.
Well, it's also like this person is just like refusing to like unlock the class. Like, this person, like, I don't want to unlock this class that has been bad for 3 months before this month of the expansion.
Classless society is actually...
Yeah, we got to work towards it. Apparently, the part of society that Blizzard wants to uphold is the people who actually want to play Death Knight, which... That's me. Sorry.
That's me. Hello!
Well, that's it. It's a nice, tight little 50-minute show for y'all, because no drops, and I don't know. We might talk more after the thing is over. But that's it for this week, and then thank you so much for listening, and thanks to all of our patrons for patronizing us. I'm reading this straight off the thing, because I don't know what else Dan says here. You can find all our social medias at contact information at the pinned comment on our Patreon page, apparently now, at patreon.com/squelch.
Just a guy. You read the next part.
Read the red part, because that's usually me.
Yeah, it's just you're gonna scroll down.
Oh my god! Oh my, thank you.
It's under the outro. It's just below what Matt just read.
Gotcha. Yeah. Thank you very much. And remember, Hearthstone is a game. I can't do this. This is like a copyright infringement. I do this, I'm gonna get sued. I can see it's coming into court. There's gonna be Hearthstone is a game, and games are supposed to be fun.
Yeah, sling those cards, baby.
I'm glad I didn't have to do that part.
And now the end of the show. Everybody, bye. Did you just want to say thank you again? Because we don't have the music, and so now we don't have the
show. Yeah, I just want to thank Just a Guy for being on the show, because it was an absolute pleasure and delight to have you on the show finally, and we should have you on the show on a somewhat more regular basis as opposed to...
All depends if I can, I don't know, ever escape or I'm still apparently locked in. I do expect the reprogramming to go well, so I'm looking forward to how that turns out. Yeah. So. Yeah.
Make sure when they reprogram you, put the funny part of the jokes.
Okay, I wanted to give us some sort of musical background, so when you listen back to it, you'll hear me making some weird sounds with my mouth, and it's because I wanted to add in some music. So that was it. That was my contribution to the show. Boop, 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 boop. Bye.